Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to start on Trent, please, because obviously when speaking about him being left out of the squad to face Germany, Gareth Southgate said we have Kieran, but at the moment I feel his all-round game is ahead of Trent's. I just wonder, what are your thoughts on what's been said and what conversation have you had with Trent over the situation that he's facing, battling to get to a World Cup, and does he even need a pick-me-up at all? Does he need a lift at the moment?
Do you really want to open this box? I mean it. No, actually, you're an English journalist, and we can now discuss selections, whatever, until the World Cup starts. It's one of the reasons why you make massive stories of these kind of things, why the team cannot prepare properly. If you ask me for my honest opinion, we will create headlines. That's clear. You want that? Helps Germany, maybe, I'm not sure, but doesn't help England. I don't know why we do that. It's a normal, it's a situation that a manager picks a player or not, which I would decide obviously differently, but I'm not in charge for this team, and that's why it is. So if you want to discuss it, I have a lot of things to say, but I'm really not sure that it makes sense.
I'm happy to discuss it as well.
Yeah, no, of course you are happy.
I mean, I find it surprising that he's...
Is anybody else interested in the subject, or is it just Guy?
I find it interesting, only because...
King, yes. Dom is not here.
I'm here.
Oh, you are here, sorry, I'm hiding. Yeah.
I find it interesting because, obviously, Trent has won just 17 caps since his debut in 2018, and only one of those has come in the last year as well. We all know the qualities that Trent has. So I'm just wondering as well how it impacts him, because obviously desperate to go to World Cup, he'd like to be a starting fullback for England as well, I'd imagine. So you've got a situation to manage a player here, but also, does he need a pick-me-up?
We are fine here because it's completely different, because obviously I see him differently. That's clear. That's obvious. There are stories out there that all the time people... talk about him and say he's not a good defender. That's not true. He's a good defender. He doesn't defend always good. That's true as well. That's what we are working on. He's a young player. He's 23. And there's space for improvement, definitely. But I think really we only discuss it on the level we discuss it because his offensive impact is so extreme for us. Or it could be for each team in the world, I would say. So from my point of view, it's easy. It's an easy pick. Whichever team I would coach in the moment, I would sign him because he's exceptional. Is he always exceptional? No. I never met a player who is always exceptional. So that's it now. But the rest now it's Gareth's job to find a team. And England is obviously blessed with a lot of really, really talented players on a similar position. And it's difficult to line them all up together. In this specific case, it could work. Because obviously Reece James can play in a three in the back. They did that for Chelsea pretty well. Would be probably interesting to see how they could interchange positioning. We all see that when you play, it depends on how you play with three in the back. If you keep them deep, then it's a different story. But if you want to have them being involved in offensive situations, then Reece James, even as a centre back, could be involved in that, all these kind of things, the tactical stuff, not too interesting. But again, it's Gareth's decision, and we made a decision. And again, the only thing I can really say, I see it differently, but that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I just see him every day. And and for Trent now, that's probably the most important. He came back. He came not in and was in party mood, but he was not. He just accepts the decision of the manager as well, because he understands football pretty well. He's an extremely smart boy. And did everything right. And as a player, you never can do more than offer what you can offer. And then in football, there's one guy who decides if that's enough or not, and that's the manager. And here, more often than not, it is. It's the case that he's picked, and for England, obviously not. Yeah, that's it. I understand. It's clear. He's a world class player, and not playing then for the country is difficult. But it's only because there are other players who are pretty good as well, and play for world class teams as well. So that's how it is. And actually, rather nice problem to have, and better than having no right back. Germany had for a long time no right back. That's Philipp Lahm played it all the time, and we had this kind of discussion. But here we have four, and for sure there are some others, all the younger ones, already waiting. That's it. And it's a difficult one for the manager of a national team. I think some players don't play in their clubs, but they're still important for the national team. These kind of things. But again, I would, if you want them to play a good World Cup, then don't cook it too hot, I would say. So otherwise, you discuss this until November and forget, and don't let them work properly. They obviously, I think you could see a little bit that England is slightly under pressure because they don't play to their full quality in this moment. But that's obviously possible at a World Cup. So if you want to have that, good stories with negative headlines, work on it. If you want to be a bit more supportive, work on it. Let them do the job and criticise afterwards.
So how are you looking squad-wise? Because obviously we saw Konate, Ramsey, Kelleher all train yesterday. Are they fit to play this weekend? How else are you looking fitness-wise as well? We didn't see Nunes, Diaz, Jota or Robertson training yesterday. Also, Naby and Curtis. What's the latest in them?
Okay, you have to help me a little bit. So some are still out doing rehab. That's Robbo, that's Curtis, that's Oxley, that's Naby. If I'm 100%, yeah, definitely these four.
Diaz and Jota.
Yeah, they came back from international. How it always is, long flight. So Luis only landed yesterday morning. So I didn't see him yet. I heard he's good, but see him only later now. Darwin, yeah, precaution after intense travel and games. Same for Diogo. That's it, I think. Calvin is not ready to play, but over the moon that he can train now, it's fine, it's really good. So he just needs now training, and there will be a moment when he probably will play to U23 so that he can get a game because we play now all the time. But that's fine. Queef, I think, will play this weekend U23 so that he can have a game. It's obviously not his season yet. Quite injured for a long time. But looks good in training. It's completely fine. And Ibu needs training as well. So, yes, back for the weekend. Depends the training today. But he's back and that's good.
You've had no Premier League game for almost a month now. You've had, obviously, two Champions League games in between that. I just wonder, though, that lack of Premier League games, is it problematic or is it beneficial to you, especially when you take into account as well that Brighton haven't played at all in 4 weeks now?
Okay, that's two different questions, obviously, two different subjects. For us, I would have loved to play the games, the Premier League games, but it was not possible. And the issue we have with that is just I have no clue where they put it in. But that's not a problem for now, but we will see how we deal with that. Probably next year. Don't like to have a game in hand or two games in hand. This kind of thing is not cool. But it's a situation, so we cannot change that. So we don't think about it too much. And apart from that, the majority of my players played. So we didn't play, that's true, but they played, most of them. The Brazilians not so much, but at least up a little bit. So that's fine, that should be fine. But of course, we never are out looking for excuses, and this is for sure not a moment where we think about that. We have to show consistency. Thank God the last game we played against Ajax was a good game. We showed the right reaction. We showed the right intensity. We left, if you want, pretty much in a rather positive mood. Imagine we would have, our last game would have been Napoli. Wow. That would have been a great international break. Not able to talk to the boys. But that's where we have to, go from again immediately. Now we talk about Brighton, and that's a strange situation. So they changed the manager, and usually if you change the manager, then you can expect, I think, at the first session together with the team of some visa problems of Monday or whatever. It's not a lot, but it's more than I had when I came here. So yeah, usually when there's a manager change, then it's the old manager got sacked. That means something didn't go well. But Brighton did extremely well before, and now they have a really exciting new manager. Brighton is doing an incredible job, and he did an incredible job at Sassuolo and Schachter. Probably most of the people remember the game against Madrid. A really good game. And that's him. He's a really brave coach. He's very influential. I don't know how good his English is in the moment. That was could be a bit an issue, but apart from that, his football idea suits Brighton, which is a football-playing team. But we don't know what we expect, obviously. How much is old Brighton? How much is new Brighton? The only thing what we know is a really good team. And they were in a good moment before. They couldn't play anymore because, by the way, I don't know why their first game was cancelled.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There was a train strike. Of course, there was the Premier League cancellation.
Oh, yeah, the Premier League cancellation, the second one. Okay, train strike. Okay, so that's the situation. So we don't know, but it's for us. It's okay because in our situation we have to focus 100,000% on us. We have to be really spot on. We have to be to show consistency. You have to defend on the absolute highest level, and that's what I liked about the Ajax game. That we were really in the game. We were really difficult to play. Ajax in a super moment, and I think in all the moments when we were maybe a yard or two too far away, you could immediately see what they are able to do. In the end, we played with a clear defensive approach, like focus number 1, 2, 3, and 4 on that. We played offensively a good game as well. Didn't score, but created a lot. And that's pretty much what we have to try against a different opponent, obviously, but and after nearly 3 weeks or whatever. But that's it now. We have this one session today together. That's it. And my job is now to make it as clear as somehow possible what we want to do. Thank you. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Is he someone whose path you've ever crossed, Roberto?
No, not yet.
Just as far as him coming in is concerned, you mentioned about his language there. He was working with interpreters.
Yeah, it works like this.
You obviously.
He could, I'm pretty sure he cannot speak Russian, and his impact at Schachter, or Ukrainian, sorry, and his impact at. That's obviously. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, just as far as you're concerned, when you're dealing with multilingual players, you obviously spoke very good English when you came in through the doors anyway.
Thank you. To lie, but thank you.
No, better than my German, that's a fact.
If you measure it from that point, then yes, that was brilliant.
How did you found it's ever worked? When you've had. Like now, where you've had new players coming in who speak Portuguese or Spanish, but not English.
Yeah, I would prefer they all would speak my language, or even better, I would speak their language. That would be extremely cool. Yes, I would absolutely prefer it, but it's not possible. So in our case now, with Spanish, we have, and Portuguese, we have plenty of dolmetschers, interpreters. It's my coaching stuff and players as well. So whatever we do on a pitch, it's either Fabio Carvalho or translates. Obviously, Fabinho, Bobby, or Thiago very often, or the two, Pep and Vitor. So that's fine. I think there you lose not a lot when you translate, but translating is a difficult thing to do. That you really you cannot get the emotion, all these kind of things. So I sometimes really feel for them. I'm pretty animated and speak quickly in meetings, and when they are longer, and we had longer meetings before the Ajax game, especially. And you think they didn't get a word for 45 minutes. They only can read from my face, and not too comfortable. But that's why we are really behind it, that the boys learn as quick as possible English.
And in terms of when you drop in from one league into another league, does the fact that the Premier League is so global now, pretty much every single country in the world shows pretty much every single match that you could possibly... Does that mean there's a better understanding maybe now for managers that come into that it might not take them as long to get up to speed? How...
I think you overestimate that a little bit. So yes, a difficult league and stuff like that, but at the end it's football. So should not forget that. And I think my colleague is rather adventurous. I don't think it's from Sassuolo going to Schachter Donetsk is now a move where I think, he's just happy to do what he's doing and wherever somebody asks him to do it. So that's absolutely fine. But in the end, for all of us, it's kind of the holy grail arriving in the Premier League. That's how it is. And it's for him, for sure, a big chance as well. But it's just, I don't know him. I just saw his team. I just saw, but we're all different. So, yeah, some of us struggle more with it, some less. So my biggest struggle when I arrived here was that I realized I thought I have to read all the emails I get over a day. In a language that kept me really busy. Meanwhile, my what is that? How you call it? My mailbox is my best friend, where you can put them and leave them. I don't know what that exactly means for him. But he again, Sassuolo played incredible, really incredible, and then going to Donetsk, I think he didn't speak the language, but. The way they played, you could see immediately. So he's a manager who has impact. And that's what I mean. But we don't know how quick and stuff like this. But Brighton was good. It's really good. And so do we prepare the set pieces they had before because they worked out? Or do we prepare the set pieces they had at Schachter Donetsk? Yeah. We better ignore it completely and just defend as good as you can the ball, which it did. That will be definitely there. And that's the situation we're in.
James?
You've got 9 games in October and you've got 2 games a week, I think, for the next 6 weeks.
13 games in 6 weeks.
So what effect do you think, and then perhaps that is down to the fact the World Cup is where it is this year, so what effect do you think that will have on the league season as a whole, on the Premier League?
What do you mean, the World Cup?
What effect do you think having the World Cup in December will have on the league season domestically?
I don't know. I really don't know anymore. But it's, of course, it's... Let me say, the problem is, if a tournament in the middle of the season, that's... The problem with that is that the boys who come back from the World Cup play a week later. Premier League. So usually you have the highlight is the World Cup, and then you can relax otherwise it's not too long, but at least two, 3 weeks, and then you go again. This time, if you're on the final, you can relax 2 days, and then you start training and preparing the next the Aston Villa game. So that's of course impactful. It was a really long season for everybody, for the players involved in the World Cup, especially. Yeah, I think it's not no news, but I think it's a really it's not a good idea to do it like this. That's how it is. But obviously, I thought that from the first day. It has no influence at all, and it's fine. Now we are in the situation, and now we don't think about it at all for a long time already. It's just we have to. For us now, the next 6 weeks are obviously very important. But we didn't have the start we wanted to have. For some explainable reasons, and for some reasons not explainable, and we should not even try to explain it. It was just not good enough in moments. But that's now gone. That's our basis, and from here we go. And now the job is to collect points. Bam, start doing it now. Very intense. Yes, hopefully the boys come back. So when you count through, if they all come back and the others stay fit, then we have a squad where we can deal with a lot of football games. If you don't have that, then then it's difficult. Then you push through. Then the available boys have to play too often. The others have to play too early, stuff like this. So in a moment, but this only second, it looks like the situation is better, that we just can now, that they come back. The four players I mentioned now before are on the way back. Mid-end October, I think they are, which would be then complete if nobody's out until then. And that's obviously would be a good situation, but don't know about that now, but don't have to think about it. The only thing I have to think about is who's available for Brighton, make a lineup, agree on a plan, and go.
Can I ask about Calvin Ramsey as well? In terms of, you brought him in from Aberdeen, so what is it about him that you've seen that you'd like to add to your team?
An outstanding talent. Great. So we scouted him as well. A lot of games of Calvin, and he did exceptionally well. For the young age and the way he plays, he's a real player. He's really involved in everything. So it's a real talent. I was really excited about him. I am excited about him. But then he arrived here and he had this issue with the back. And so since then, he was out. Now I saw him 2-3 times training, but it's the first 3 sessions. Now we know much more about him as a boy. Outstanding, well-educated, friendly, really confident, a really good boy. So now we start working. That's it. So and how it is for all of them in that age group, the sky is the limit. So I have no idea where it can go for him. But the start in his career was really good. Now we had a little interruption, better now than next year, whatever. It's now done. We are through this, and now we have to make sure that we can work as much with him to give him just a good chance to have the best possible career.
Curious? No? Any more? You open?
Yeah, again, a non-football question, if I may. From the videos we've seen of you going viral in the past, you're quite partial to a sing-song. Well, Liverpool is up for Eurovision, it's one of the 2 host cities.
What?
Liverpool.
Yeah, again, Liverpool is up for what?
Up for Eurovision.
Yeah.
Liverpool and Glasgow.
No, I'm excited because we traditionally do really bad in Germany. I mean.
Yeah, I just wanted your thoughts on.
We still watch it.
You still watch it.
Yeah, of course.
What it would mean for the city if Liverpool did get
up this year? I have no idea. I don't know exactly how this competition works. So we watch it. It's a bit perverse. Pervert. Whatever, to watch it, even when you know you get 0 points from Austria, definitely, and these kind of things. So I think it's pretty famous in Germany, watching it. At least, yeah. I mean, when it was Dortmund, we always watched it in the team hotel the night before the game or stuff like that. We're just disappointed about the result. But I don't know what it means for the city. If other people know that better, if it's good for the city, bring it here. It would be really great. All these fantastic singers. ABBA and all these guys, when they're coming as well, would be great. No, I'm not especially for these kind of things. But Liverpool is a city where you can have a good party, so if the people are coming here and want to have a party, I think that we can do that. When is it?
Next year.
Oh, next year. But when is it? I unfortunately don't know. You don't know. Yes, you're really well prepared. So will the weather be good or will the weather be like today? So who cares? No, yes, it would be very important for the city if we could get that, if that helps, if I say that.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Any more for the embargo?
Yeah, I'm just wondering on Andy Robertson, when do you think he might be back available? What's the arrangement?
He's doing really well, but it looks really good. So he's not out for long, already too long out if you want, but now it was the international break, so that helped in this case a little bit. He's already out on the pitch running. Good sign. I don't know if it will be next week or the week after. Don't know.
Let's now move on to the embargo section.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.